listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, but also what it means and, most importantly, why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A lot we're going to discuss today, dealing with various regions of the world. And why we're going to each one of them is because there is a similarity that those involved all share. What is it? Stay tuned.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
If they don't have Bible, how they can find the truth? Because the Bible like a map to bring them to find the truth. And many people, they are really hungry for the Word of God, and then they need the Bible.
They read the Bible, they need the Bible, they want the Bible. That's the thing that all these disparate groups in various regions around the world have in common. Kevin McCullough, welcoming you. It is our annual get-together with the good folks of Bible League, but it is a very special year for them. Because the name of the campaign, Till the Whole World Knows, Bibles for the Nations, there are countries literally on every continent, in every corner of the globe, of people that need Bibles that can't get them. And there's a variety of reasons why, but the Bible League has faithfully over 80 years tried to get as many of them as they could into the hands of those that are requesting them. And Michael Woolworth is with us from Bible League. He's back in studio. And Michael, it's always good to see you. Thank you for being here. 80 years of doing this, and they are going stronger than ever. Bible League seems more focused and more intent and more purposeful in what you're doing than you've ever been in your history.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin, great to be here today. Great to be talking with listeners that don't merely tune in, but they respond, and they do so very, very generously. And listeners, you've been with us, not for all 80 years, but for many of those, you've responded generously as we've come, and we've talked about the pandemic, the inability of Christians in places like the Middle East, Asia, Africa, the Middle East, Europe, other parts of the world that we'll talk about throughout our time together today. You've responded. You've done so very, very generously. And because of that, these believers, members of our spiritual family, half a world away, are spiritually nourished. They're living out their faith. Kevin, they're doing it very admirably. We've found a trend after 80 years of ministry that when people in, let's say, the Middle East get a Bible, something they may have prayed many years for, they're on fire for Christ. They influence very quickly a dozen people, maybe in their immediate family, their extended families, their spheres of influence. If they're part of a local fellowship, there's a great benefit there. And so we love to talk about that multiplier. It is distressing, I think, to talk about how few Christians outside of America in places like the Middle East, Africa, and Asia have a Bible in their possession. But you know what? That's why we're doing this campaign, Till the Whole World Knows. We're doing something about it today. Every time one of your listeners calls or clicks, we're a Bible closer to our big goal.
844-YES-WORD is the number, 844-YESWORD. But as we are thinking about the people that we are reaching, there's 2,400 folks that Bible League is aware of. And they range in terms of which countries they're in that have asked for a specific Bible and that have asked, could Bible League help us get a Bible? Michael, when we're talking about barriers to people getting Scripture, there are a variety of them. They come from different sources. Sometimes it's economic inability. Sometimes it's lack of a production capacity within a certain region of the world. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's political in nature that just doesn't want people to have the Bible. I think of China in that regard. Other times it's direct religious persecution, for instance, in the Middle East, where Muslim-dominant countries don't want Christians there in any form or fashion. There's a lot of different reasons why people can't get them, but at the end of the day, that doesn't really mitigate the need that the people have for them. In each of those regions, people want the Bible just as sincerely and just as genuinely and just as deeply as they do anywhere else.
Yeah, we call those churches under-resourced churches. I can tell you they may lack the ability to gain a Bible, but they do not lack joy. They do not lack fervency. They do not lack a desire to see the gospel go forth. Kevin, I visited Africa earlier this year, and I'll take your listeners there in a moment. But I can tell you, everywhere I travel, it may be said just a tad bit differently, whether it's Southeast Asia or Africa or Latin America, but I can tell you that Christians in other parts of the world who are on the receiving end of your generosity, listeners, they all say pretty much the same thing. They're grateful, because I wonder, okay, do they think that we're the church in America? We got our act together. We've got no needs. We're sort of fat and sassy. That's not the sentiment at all. It's always something like this. We're so grateful that you would hear our cry for the word. We're so grateful that you would pray for us. And we're so grateful that God has given you a discretionary income. What's meant by that? Well, they know that here in America, after we pay our bills, after we tithe to our local church, we have the ability to save it, spend it, or invest it in kingdom services. And I can tell you, this group of listeners tuning in right now is one that will invest for kingdom purposes. And so these churches may be under-resourced, but I can tell you, they're so grateful when you get involved and you become a Bible sender.
844-YES-WORD is how you do that. $5 will send a copy of God's Word. Okay, so take us to Africa, Michael. You recently attended a Project Philip graduation. Tell us what that's about. This was in Tanzania. And talk about your experience there.
So it's Super Bowl week here in America. What are we doing? We're celebrating the Eagles and the Patriots. Rightly so, right? I'm a big NFL fan. Kevin and I were talking Cowboys before we came on the air. But we went to Africa, Tanzania. It's everything you've seen like in National Geographic, right? What's here? Mount Kilimanjaro. That's one of these, that's the highest mountain peak in Africa. You can actually ascend that on foot. There is the Serengeti. So all the lions, tigers, giraffes, all of those things you've seen in safari photos and things like that. It is in Tanzania. But I can tell you, Tanzania is very, very remote. Kevin, some of the people that we had talked to, that we had encountered, had not looked at the face of a clock. They had never answered a cell phone, right?
Hmm.
And in many cases had never heard a gospel presentation. But I can tell you, that week, we were there expressly to celebrate hundreds of Christians coming through Bible League's Project Philip Bible study. What is that? It's a discipleship program. Very simply, it's the Gospel of John paired with Christianity 101. How is Jesus both God and man? What's it mean to die to self? Jesus said, if you want to be great in this kingdom, you learn to serve others. What, all of those things. And so when you come through that, you're in a very good place to begin your walk with Jesus Christ. And so we promised them a Bible at the end in their own language. 100-degree day. I would say 1,000 people were there at this glorified picnic pavilion. That was the church, very appropriate for Tanzania. One by one, every name that was read met with applause from the men. The women ululated. What's that mean? They shrieked in delight. Okay? And my colleagues and I shared the responsibility of giving Bibles. I gave a Bible to a woman by the name of Mabel. Who was Mabel? I found out, 65 years of age, she was the former village witch doctor. And Kevin, when she took that Bible from me, she held it above her head. And 10 times in a row, louder each time, she said, I'm a new creation in Christ. I'm a new creation in Christ. I'm a new creation in Christ. I can tell you emotionally I lost it, had to get out of there. And as I'm standing outside, something really caught my attention. What was it? People climbing over each other in these open windows trying to figure out what was going on. A pastor by the name of Abraham stands to my right. He speaks Swahili. He speaks English. He said, Michael, this is a picture of Africa right now, literally and figuratively. What do I mean? He said, inside the church, people are not afraid to say, I am a new creation in Christ. Hmm. In outside the church, they're saying, wait a second, that woman espoused pagan beliefs and practices, sorcery and witchcraft, all these things, and now she's following Jesus. Who is this Jesus? What's going on here? Kevin, as I gave those Bibles out, I could not help but think about your listeners who have given so sacrificially over the years to make sure that believers half a world away have the Bible. I can tell you there are plenty of other people just like Mabel. And let me go back to what I said at the beginning. We were in America, what, observing the Super Bowl. What a fun, you know, if Eagles won, great, you know. But in this little remote village in Tanzania, Africa, in a very simple and yet profound way, they were celebrating what? That God's precious word had come to their village.
844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. And friends, that story is played out thousands of times over each year because of the Bible League and because of our partnership. So would you help us right now? There are 2,400 people that have requested a copy of God's Word. 844-YES-WORD is the number, 844-YES-WORD. Before we're done, we're going to go to Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, all before we call it a day. Tell you stories of how people are being impacted there, but also challenge you to step up and to get involved. It's really vital. 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Hey, listen, Landmark Capital, my tremendous sponsor, is back at it again. They are offering you a very special gold coin as part of a huge drawing this fall, and I hope that you'll sign up and register and participate now. Back in 1915, the value of money and the value of an ounce of gold was quite different than today. Back then, a loaf of bread cost 7 cents, a gallon of gas was 15 cents, the average home cost $3,200. Woodrow Wilson coined the phrase, "Happy days are here again." Well, now President Trump is committed to making America great again, and opening trade certainly does that. One major example of this was the building of the Panama Canal. The canal was celebrated in the United States in 1915 at the Panama Pacific International Exposition World's Fair held in San Francisco. In making America great, it connected East and West and brought together the economic powerhouses of the world. Well, now we would like to commemorate that coming together of trade being expanded, just like the president is trying to expand trade, and award you a 1915 St. Gaudens gold coin, $20, 1 ounce gold coin worth nearly $2,000 today. It was minted in San Francisco, so it replicates that history and celebrates the expansion of making America great again. For your chance to win, go to am570themission.com. Register online and do so before December 9th. That's when we draw the name. The winner will be decided on December 10th and announced on my show. That's am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
When you call, use discount code THEMISSION, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, September 25th at Lenny's Clam Bar, 161-03 Cross Bay Boulevard, Howard Beach, Queens at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Then in Maspeth, Queens on Wednesday, September 26th at Connolly's Corner, 71-17 Grand Avenue at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And finally at the Adrian. 221-17 Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens on Friday, September 28th at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan, plan now for later.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The International Christian School of Brooklyn offers curriculums from 3-year-old pre-K to 12th grade, where your child will receive the best education from the most caring and qualified faculty and staff. International Christian School of Brooklyn teaches all traditional academic disciplines using curricula written with a biblical worldview and from a Christian perspective. Truly, educational excellence begins with excellence in education, and there is no more excellent way than God's way. The International Christian School of Brooklyn offers mentoring programs for secondary students, and after-school programs are also available, along with affordable tuition rates. For more information, visit internationalchristianschool.org or call 718-436-8924. That's 718-436-8924 or on the web at internationalchristianschool.org. International Christian School, foundation in faith, excellence in education.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, thank you for those of you that have called and given a gift. There have been numbers of you across the tri-state area that have heard the cry of the believers in various regions and said, hey, I want to make sure that they get a Bible. So thank you for those of you that have done that. I also want to say thank you for this reason. I am being made aware that there is now, from now till the end of this hour, there is a match. There is a friend of WMCA, a supporter of the Bible League. This is someone who gives of their own money to the Bible League. But they are excited about what we're doing. They want to encourage you. And what they've said is that every Bible that we can come together and support and put into the back of the van so that it gets taken, driven across the plains, every Bible that we're able to put on the airplane to get where it needs to go this hour, they're going to match Bible for Bible. And their challenge to us is test us. they're getting kind of fun because they want to see if we can produce, force them to give a lot more Bibles this year. And so it would be fun, friend, if we could do that. It would be fun if we could do 1,000 Bibles this hour. That would just blow us away. We need $5,000 to do that. But if we raise $5,000 in this hour, then there's going to be an additional $5,000 worth of Bibles, an additional 1,000 Bibles that are going to go into the hands of people that need them literally all over the globe. So be as generous as you can. If you can do a $1,000 gift, do it. If you can do a $100 gift, do that. If you can do a $50 gift, which is 10 Bibles in and of itself, you're going to turn that into double that amount of Bibles, 20 Bibles because of the match. But it's this hour. 844-YES-WORD is the number, 844-YES-WORD. Michael Woolworth is back with us. And we're going to travel over these next three segments to different places that the Bible League is actually working. They have a lot of, we've already been to Africa. Michael's already told us one story there. But they work very heavily on the continent of Africa and in Asia, also in the Middle East and in Latin America. And so we're going to get little taste and snippets of each of these kind of theaters, if you will, as the shows go by. But let's go to Malaysia. And here is a fellow by the name of Raja.
So there are 65 fellowship, Nepalese fellowships in Malaysia, ranging between about 4,000 to 5,000 believers who worship the Lord every day. And we see conversion every day. Literally every day, people are added to the church.
In Malaysia, 4,000 to 5,000 people are averaging attendance at these 65 churches. That's a lot of people, Michael. And he says that every day they are seeing conversions to Jesus Christ. Well, if people are coming to faith in Christ, then almost the exact next thing that they need is to be given a Bible so that they can start to study what it is they actually have now professed.
Yeah, Kevin, great to be here today. And I'm just grateful to be talking with listeners, sharing with listeners who don't confuse good intentions with action. You don't merely tune in, but you say, you know what, we've got to do something with this. And so let me say thanks to Bernard of Norwalk, Evelyn of Jamaica, Alex of the Bronx, all getting involved, becoming Bible senders today at $5 a pop. We'll give you an opportunity to do that in just a moment. Yeah, let me take your listeners to Asia. It's a part of the world that I visited recently, and I'll take you to the country of Malaysia. You just heard from this pastor who's actually a missionary from Nepal in Asia, who has taken his own resources, people there, to help share the gospel. What's he saying? God is really blessing that work. Thousands are being added to the numbers. Every day they can see people coming to faith in Christ. But let me ask you this as I share this next story. Are you desperate for God? Are you desperate for God? Let me tell you about a group of Christians in an evangelical church here in Malaysia. Now, let me tell you this about Malaysia. It's the most populous Muslim-majority country in the world. Getting a Bible here because of that is very, very difficult. It's not impossible, and that's why we're doing this kingdom business, this holy work today. But this group of evangelical Christians at one time would take two Ebon language Bibles. Those are the languages. That's the language they spoke. They would unbind those two Bibles. They would give pages of Bibles out to each of those families, and they would say, go home, handwrite two copies each, one for yourself and one to anticipate growth in our church. So every week they would come back, bring the pages, shuffle the stack, go home, handwrite more books of the Bible. Till about 9 months later, they had 40 full Bibles, 20 for themselves, and wouldn't you know it, the Lord blessed their fellowship there. 20 new families were added, so these believers had Bibles. How'd they get there? Are you that desperate that you would handwrite the Bible? Would you unbind an Ebon language Bible and painstakingly?
We have a hard time in American churches not being upset when the scripture's not on the screen
in front of us.
I mean, it's a very different mindset for sure.
Kevin, I've talked to pastors that said, hey, we make your work difficult, Bible League. I say, what do you mean? They said at our churches, we either project it on the screen or we put it in the bulletin. A lot of people here in America have chosen not to have a Bible. Now, listen, that's your choice, is what these pastors were saying. But he said for the people that Bible League serves half a world away, the choice has been made for them. If you live under a government, you live among majority religion, if you live in economic situations that prevent you from having a Bible, the decision's been made for you. And so it's so difficult here in America where you have access to the Bible on a phone, right? A discount retailer sells Bibles,
right?
It's not too hard to find God's Word here in America. It is extremely difficult in a place like Malaysia. Hey, we've since been able to equip that church with the Word of God. They don't have handwritten copies. They have great quality Bibles in the Ebon language, Kevin. But this is a part of the world that I visited recently, and I can tell you the cry is for the Word of God. And again, this is a very, very difficult country. You can, Kevin, I'm not speaking in hyperbole. I'm not exaggerating this right now, but Malaysia is a place where you can die for your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You can die for your faith, for living out not merely for what you believe, but how you live out your faith. And again, this is desperation for God that you would painstakingly handwrite the Bible merely to have something to take into your week to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. Can we meet the needs of these fellowships that Raja spoke about merely minutes ago? Hundreds and hundreds of Christians right now crying out for the Word of God. Kevin, your listeners can become Bible senders today.
Become a Bible sender by calling 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. And a reminder for this hour, every Bible that we are able to commit to, there is a very special friend of Bible League, friend of WMCA, that's going to say, you know what? I'm going to match everything you just did. So if we could do 1,000 Bibles this hour and just multiply however many you can do by $5, that's what they cost. That's all they cost. Think about that. Think about how far $150 goes. That's 30 Bibles. But if you give it right now, it's going to turn into 60 Bibles because you gave at this time, because of this matching challenge. 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. If you'd like to give online, you can do that at am570themission.com, and that's easy as well. 844-YES-WORD. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, nobody knows more about sleep than my good friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. And you know his pillows are fantastic, but I got to tell you about something else that's equally incredible. When we were about to have ankle biter number 3, my little baby Charlotte, he gave us the MyPillow bed topper. and it radically changed the way my wife experienced that pregnancy. In fact, it kept her in comfort, and we have never been without it since. In fact, even just this morning, I nestled back down in going, oh, this is the best bed topper I've ever felt on any bed ever. It's three layers that help give you the support you need, but it also helps evenly distribute your body weight and, most importantly, regulate your body temperature with its ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. The MyPillow mattress topper is the perfect upgrade to any bed you can imagine, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. You can wash it, and it's made in the USA, and it's backed by Mike's famous 60-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. Check out the great deal that you're going to get, 30% off the mattress topper plus two free pillows when you call. Dial 800-506-2641 and use promo code WMCA. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That number again, 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA.
My name is Lauren Sullivan, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 9 years ago, and I was severely disabled. And about 6 years ago, my mother had found Balance of Nature, so we decided to give it a try because at that point, nothing was helping. I was skeptical at first, but over time I realized I had more energy levels. I was sleeping better, which was huge, and my hair looked better, my skin looked better, my nails looked better, and then I was able to weed off some of those medications. And I know had I not found Balance of Nature, I would not be living the quality of life that I am now.
When you call, use discount code THEMISSION, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text EDGE to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting EDGE to 85850. Don't forget, that's EDGE. To 85850.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So grateful to have you here. And friends, those of you picking up the phone and making a gift and calling and helping us take advantage of this matching challenge, it's really, really so encouraging. There are believers right now in places like Jordan and Lebanon and other places in the Mideast that are going to have Bibles, and they're going to be able to have a vibrant walk with Christ, even in the midst of harsh Muslim persecution. There's places on the African continent where poverty is so great, the idea of even seeing a store where a Bible would be sold is just so beyond the average dream. And yet, the Bible League can get a van in there and can get Bibles to the people that need them. Same thing in the outer regions of China, where the government just this last week announced it's going to get even more aggressive in hunting down and persecuting Christians. Those Christians are just asking for the Bibles all the more. It is just an amazing thing to see the hunger for God's word in these places all over the globe, and the fact that the Bible League has been there for 80 years and is doing this. Now, I was reminded that some of you would like to take advantage of this matching gift challenge that we have this hour, but you don't have like $300 lump sum in your pocket right now. Well, if you break that up, $25 a month over the next 12 months, you'll still be giving $300. If you do that this hour, we'll get that matched. So you give now, you can still multiply your gift, even if you need to do it over a period of time. So please make the call, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. Don't let whatever these little common things that pop up into your mind say, well, I could do it later. No, don't let those things take root. Pay attention to what God is speaking to you now so that you can help the people that are asking for the help now. That's really the goal of what we're dealing with here. Michael Woolworth is with us. He is the broadcast director for the Bible League. And speaking of the Middle East, Michael, some thoughts after we hear from Mr. Ahmed right here.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who've converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
So in the Middle East, the being prepared to walk with them is kind of key to the discipleship issue across the country, across the globe. But in the Middle East, it runs a greater risk. This is a very sensitive region. Muslim dominant countries don't like Bibles coming in, and yet the need there is as great as it's ever been.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, I'm thankful that Tracy of Elmsford, Miguel of Brooklyn, Kimberly of New York City, and many others getting involved and becoming Bible senders today. We're focused right now on the Middle East as part of our campaign, Till the Whole World Knows. Yeah, we minister in places like Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, places in the news all the time, Kevin. And I won't identify the city where this next story takes us, but I can tell you it's in the country of Jordan, where 95% of those here follow Islam. Nearly all of those are Sunni Muslims. If you're a king, you've got to be a Muslim right now. The current king, Abdullah II, claims to be a direct descendant of Muhammad the Prophet. If you're here, you're sort of doing business, living life alongside a lot of the terrorist cells that are harbored here. ISIS, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, many others. Let me tell you the story real quick of a woman by the name of Ruba. Ruba was raised in a strict Muslim home, father and imam. She would read the Quran daily, do her prayers, never understood the need for a savior, okay? Never knew about Jesus, never knew about a gospel presentation. She became a party girl in her 20s, an internet sensation. She would trash Islam and she would embrace Western culture, dress provocatively. And when her father found out, he beat her, broke her jaw, fractured her eye socket. When she was in the hospital, Kevin, a winsome, quiet Christian introduced her to Jesus Christ, invited her to a Bible study. I can tell you that when her father found out about her newfound faith, he beat her again, disowned her. And I can tell you, this woman, Ruba, refuses to keep quiet about Jesus. She's led about 50 people, all former Muslims, to faith in Christ. Some of those were violent. They espouse that holy jihad is perfectly acceptable, to harm people, to kill people in the name of Allah, in the name of religion. But she now embraces the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, Kevin, she is a marked person. Her family knows who she is. They know that she is a follower of Jesus Christ. She came through our Project Philip Bible study, and because the gospel has gripped her heart, she's led 50 other people to faith in Jesus. I cannot count on both hands, Kevin, the number of people I've led to Christ, okay? I'm sorry, I can, okay? My wife included. I'm grateful for that. But here is a woman, new in her faith, and yet can't keep quiet about Jesus in Jordan in the Middle East. How many stories are you going to see on the front page of your morning paper? You're going to tune into your cable affiliate and hear Muslims are coming to faith in unprecedented numbers in places like the Middle East. You're not going to hear that there. You're going to hear it on Kevin McCullough Radio. That's why I'm grateful for this time. But I can tell you more than anything, this woman is not praying for an end to the shunning. Again, her family wants nothing to do with her. Not praying for an end to the persecution. She's praying for the Bible in Arabic for these new believers, and you can send it today.
And she's got 50 converts that need Bibles right now. Friends, you could solve that dilemma for a gift of $250. $5 per Bible, and that's going to turn into 100 Bibles because of this matching challenge. Please call right now. 844-YES-WORD. 844-YES-WORD. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How you feeling about what you look like in the mirror? Do you not like what you see? Well, you know what? About, 45 days ago, I didn't either. And it's one of the reasons why I said to Dr. Melinda Keller, hey, I know it works. It's been proven to work. You guarantee 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. I'm in. Friends, 32 pounds later, people in the office can't keep making remarks about how much weight I've lost and how healthy I look and what a spryer step I have and how my cheekbones look more pronounced because of all of it. Not that I care about much of any of that, but I feel healthier. I know I'm healthier, and I owe it all to Dr. Melinda Keller and the incredible weight loss program that only she has. 718-234-6212 is the number. Call and see for yourself. She will guarantee the results. 718-234-6212. 6212. I'm 32 pounds lighter. 718-234-6212 or myfatlossexpert.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Intercontinental Capital Group a call. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are still low. So talk to Mike and Brian about how you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take out cash for home improvements, or save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you'll be amazed by how well you'll be treated and how simple they make this very complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Intercontinental Capital Group and lock in your low rate today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to MikeConnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday morning at 8 on AM 570 The Mission.
Message and data rates may apply.
Where's Daddy?
Oh, he's at the University of London right now, but he'll be downstairs for dinner in a few minutes.
Welcome to Coursera, your online gateway to thousands of life and career-fulfilling courses taught by acclaimed universities from all around the world. Achieve your learning goals and get the credentials you need while participating in engaging interactive courses on your own schedule, from your own home, or on the go. Even better, join Coursera for free by texting ACCESS to 250250. With thousands of courses from the world's best schools and career-transforming degree programs, Coursera is your flexible, affordable destination to world-class learning.
Mom, is Daddy going back to the University of London?
For a little while, yes, but he'll still be tucking you into bed.
Learn the skills and earn the credentials you need to start your future today. To join Coursera for free, text ACCESS to 250250. Coursera, your course to success. Text ACCESS to 250250.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Win a 1 ounce gold piece from Landmark Capital. It's the beautiful 1915 St. Gaudens coin, minted the same year that the Panama Canal was built. Contest runs September 10th through December 9th. Every entry will receive a 2018 survival kit at no cost to them. One online entry will be chosen at random on December 9th and will be announced on my show December 10th. So see complete contest rules at am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Everyone wants to read the Bible, but what happens, there are a few copies here in the area. Many of them will be sharing a single Bible.
So everybody wants to read the Bible, but because it's not available, you have to share. And in some cases, I've heard stories in China, for example, where the Bibles are divided up by books and families will take them home and memorize the entire portion that they've been given. And then that is secured in their mind and in their heart. We've told you already this hour of different groups in different regions that go and transcribe by hand the portions that they are given. There is a genuine desire, love, hunger, need for God's word. And so that is what we're talking about. But worldwide, a lot of times when we've met with the Bible League in the past, we've only focused in on one region and said, this is the region that is in need. They're celebrating 80 years of getting the Bible into hands of people that need them all over the globe. And so we're going to Africa and to Asia and Europe and Latin America and the Middle East and even the U.S. And we're telling you stories of people that are just desperate for copies of God's word. And we're asking you, and we're doing so boldly, saying, if you'll do this, if you can give $25 a month, you can give a $300 gift. That's 60 Bibles that you're going to supply towards a total goal of 2,400 Bibles that we have that we are attempting to put into their hands. And this hour, it's going to be so exciting to see, because we are trying to press the generosity of this faithful match challenge that is underway respond. Every Bible that you commit to, they're gonna throw a Bible in there as well. And so we could double literally the number of Bibles that we could be sending through Bible League right now. If you call right now, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD. That soundbite that we heard there, Michael Woolworth, was from a man by the name of Pastor Carlo, and he stems from Latin America, which is the next place we're going on our little whirlwind stop today. But this is one of those places, depending where you are in Latin America, that may have some government persecution of Christians, but in a lot of instances, it's just the pure economics and poverty that keep people from being able to get the Bibles that they need. Explain the need there.
Yeah. Kevin, great to be with you today. Hey, before I forget, I love your bumper music. I do this all over the country. Great, great hosts. I think you've got the best bumper music. Hats off to your
very
producer.
Kind.
Okay?
Thank you.
Hey, thanks to John and Gail of Newark, Solomon of Fairfield, Ravi of Mount Pleasant Beach. Who are these people? They're Bible senders, Kevin. They're not merely tuning in today, but they're responding and doing so very, very generously. Yeah, let's take your listeners to Latin America. We're doing this whirlwind tour. There's no passport required, no jet lag tomorrow morning. You're welcome. But, you know, in sharing these stories, in all seriousness, we want to give you a glimpse into the lives of the believers that we're supporting through this campaign that we're calling Till the Whole World Knows. You just heard that clip from Pastor Carlo. What's he saying? Well, it's really the pandemic. He's describing the pandemic that we see all over the world, in this case in Latin America, where many Christians will share a Bible. They lack access to God's word at a level they can understand, and we can do something about it today through this effort. The man is talking about a pastor by the name of Jaime. Let me describe his story for you. And as I do this, I share Isaiah 6:8. Whom shall I send? Who will go? Let me ask you, as I share this, do you believe this man has answered the call very admirably? Jaime is an itinerant pastor. He's in Peru in Latin America, in the Andes Mountains. All right. This man will travel 3 days by boat, foot, and mule to reach the ancient Quechua-speaking Christians, a congregation 200 members strong in the mountains of Peru. He has been robbed of everything in his possession. He's been beaten. He's fallen 100 feet down the Andes Mountains. Why? All for the sake of the gospel. And again, what awaits him? It is a congregation, in this case in Peru, of 200 ancient Quechua-speaking Christians. Now, I've been to this part of the world, Kevin. It's absolutely beautiful. You've got Cusco. You've got the Andes Mountains. I've scaled the Inca Trail to Machu Picchu, the 8,000-foot mountain there. It's absolutely beautiful. And what do you typically hear out of Latin America? Drugs, right? The poverty of people. It just nothing seems entirely positive. But these are believers who are sharing their faith. That's how they've grown to 200 strong. And one of the servant leaders, a deacon in that church, was a former drug cartel member who would push drugs through Central America, through Mexico, and through to the United States. But now he is caring for widows and orphans. That's a testimony to be shared, isn't it? But I can tell you this man, Jaime, after all these travels, again, falling 100 feet, okay, doing this in very, very hot weather, because the economy is so bad, he'll be robbed of everything in his possession. He is praying for merely the Bible for these new believers, right? In the Quechua language. Listen, you're not going to probably go to a Christian bookstore or a discount retailer and pick up an ancient Quechua Bible. But guess what? God has allowed Bible League to do that today. And this man, Jaime, is not only meeting their spiritual needs, but a lot of these people in that congregation are alpaca farmers. And so he's helping to market their goods. He's been able to teach them literacy, right? He's given the gift of literacy, so they basically can qualify for better jobs. But I can tell you, Kevin, here's the commonality. Whether it's in Peru, whether it's in Ecuador, Colombia, another part of Latin America, there's no bookstores. There's no online retailer. There's not a drone that's going to fly in there and drop a big box in that village. This is why he's crying out to us here in America to send the Bible today. $5 will send a Bible. How many can you send today?
It's really important, friend. And what's important even to do it right now is that we are, you know, narrowing down on the end of this hour, and we want to make sure that we've been good stewards to take advantage of this match's generosity as to the maximum that we can. 844-YES-WORD is the number. 844-YES-WORD. 844-YES-WORD. You can also give online if you go to am570themission.com and click on the Bible League banner there. That'll take you directly to the donate page. It's very simple. You're in and out in under 2 minutes on either experience, the phone line or the online. It's very, very simple. But friends, with just a few minutes left, we want to make sure that every Bible that we can send is sent. Because that is going to be matched Bible for Bible through the end of this hour. Please be as generous as you can and help Jaime get those Quechua language Bibles into the hands of those Christians in those very hard to reach places in Latin America, and specifically in his region of Peru. When we come back, a final story today of a pastor who was dragged from his pulpit during a service simply for telling a Muslim about Jesus. When we continue. Hi, Kevin McCullough, AM 570, The Mission in Lord's Diamonds is giving away a white diamond and blue Ceylon sapphire pendant in 18-karat white gold, valued at $1,500. Listen to Kevin McCullough, Coffee with Kevin, or enter now at am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Picture this, standing at the Sea of Galilee and being baptized in the Jordan River, visiting Jerusalem, where every stone pathway leads you toward the life of Christ and the story of God's purpose on earth. These moments can be yours when you join Tony and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018. That's November 7th through the 16th. Gifted musical guests Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews will be with you as your time in Israel will be rich and have lots of spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
The next Sale and Business Breakfast is October 11th at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College. Join our sister station AM970's Joe Piscopo for a live broadcast along with breakfast and networking, followed by a panel discussion with Steve Adubato. Get your free tickets at am570themission.com.
If you're around my age, one of these days you'll have to begin taking required minimum distributions from your IRA. Otherwise, the IRS is going to penalize you. If you're forced to take money out, what are you going to do with that money? How will you continue to grow it for yourself and your family? What kind of legacy will you create with it? I've been an investor most of my life, and I started Tradeway to share skill sets with brothers and sisters in Christ around the country. I want you to come check out our Step 1 Start Your Journey 2-day event and have a blast learning fun, realistic, and powerful information about investing tactics that have the potential to help you get the most out of what you've spent your lifetime earning.
Coming to Nyack College, 2 Washington Street in New York City, September 28th and 29th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes, and Kevin McCullough, really glad to have you with us. I'm very excited. I want to say thank you to everybody that has been calling and that is calling, to whether you're giving a $25 a month gift for 12 months, that's a $300 gift. Or whether you're taking advantage of this match and saying, "Hey, I'm going to give $1,000 and have all those Bibles be matched," or whether you're not capable of doing that, but you give $50 out of your pocket because you really understand the value of Scripture, and giving 10 copies to any one of the regions of the world that we've been talking about today, they're just going to impact a lot of people. The Bible League has this number that they have been able to kind of amortize over the time that they've been in ministry, some 80 years. And this is a real number. It's not an exaggeration, and it's not a lowball. It's as close to the actual number as they really believe that they can honestly and with a lot of integrity represent. But 12 people per copy of Scripture that goes out, coming to faith in Jesus over the course of their 80 years. Friends, that's just an amazing, that's a mind-blowing number. And you had a participation in some of that because you gave Bibles in past years, because you brought the Word of God to them through these very partnerships that we have been doing for so long. You played a role in that. So good on you, and thank you. And to know that we are pressing towards this goal of 2,400 Bibles this year is a great thing. But real quickly, Michael, because we only have a minute left, tell me about this pastor and what happened in his church in Africa.
Nipo is an evangelical pastor. He's in Burundi, Africa. It's a part of the world that I visited earlier this year. He's preaching away one Sunday in a shanty church, Kevin, about 200 people, many of those brand new converts from Islam. All of a sudden, as he's preaching through Ephesians, the door opens. Who is it? It's a group of 20 militant Muslims. They storm for the pulpit. They drag him out the front door. His family sees this, wife, kids, a lot of these new converts, and they beat him unconscious for one reason. Why? He's been quietly and faithfully sharing Jesus with militant Muslims in this small village in Burundi, Africa. He's not been single out for what he believes, but how he lives out his faith. Kevin, he's praying for Bibles for these new believers.
He's got 200 members of his church. He could use 200 Bibles today. And he's not asking for the government to make his persecution less. He is asking for copies of God's Word. What an amazing testimony, friend, and preaching a sermon to me as I'm hearing it. Anyway, 844-YES-WORD. Make the call right now. If you would like to, by the way, supply those Bibles for Nepo's church. 200 times 5, that's what it costs, $1,000. You could supply all the Bibles for that church right now if you could do a $1,000 gift. If 3 people came forward and did the $25 a month gift, we'd almost be there. That's a $900 gift. But anyway, call right now, 844-YES-WORD, 844-YES-WORD.